Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, let's talk about having beautiful floors. And if you are in need of a flooring solution, Hammernix is your flooring solution. Family owned and operated for over 77 years. Ted and Lynn, they have been in the business for decades to service the Twin Cities and beyond. They've got the residential design team that can help you with your flooring design at your home. They'd love to hear from you. If you're looking to update just a single room in your house, staircases, hallway, it doesn't matter what the size of the job is. This team, they've got the experience, and Hammernix has the biggest selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, plank, tile, hardwood, and more. And they've got two flooring superstores. They've got the one in St. Paul on Rice Street, just 2 miles north of the Capitol, and New Hope off of 169 and Bass Lake Road. And big news, two locations are coming this summer, Rochester and Hudson. Stay tuned.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant, sorry our game went long.
Hey, that's okay. Just a little less time for some dirt, but hey, it's Friday. Let's have a little free flow Friday,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Let's start with some really good news here coming out of Britney Spears' camp. This is pretty cool to see. Yesterday, you reported, Lori, that Britney had met up with her mom for the first time in, what was it, like 3 years they mm-hmm. had been together. Mm-hmm. But she released a little bit on Instagram Thursday night saying about that she is happy as can be to be reconciled with her mom. She said
do you want me to read it?
Well, sure.
I have it right here.
Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
My sweet mama showed up at my doorstep yesterday after 3 years, .. It's been such a long time with family. There's always things that need to be worked out, .. But time heals all wounds. And after being able to communicate what I've held in for an extremely long time, I feel so blessed we were able to try to make things right. I love you so much. PSS, I'm so blessed we can have coffee together after 14 years. Let's go shopping afterwards.
I love the shopping afterwards.
Okay, but let's acknowledge it's probably for the best for Britney Spears to have a relationship with her mom. Because 100%. Think how juvenile even she writing this. And we go shopping after. Is like,
yeah,
this woman needs her mom.
Yeah. And yeah. It was like, so it's in her own words Instagram.
Obviously. Yeah.
So we are, I'm just happy to, you know, like, it just seemed like she was truly happy, you know.
Maybe mom can help repair Britney's relationship with her sons.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Yep. Yeah. I've.
So anyway, that's good.
That's really good.
I mean, it's
good.
Been a lot of turmoil, lawsuits, and estrangement, acrimony. I mean, just a few months ago, she's telling her F off.
Like Grant said, yeah, everyone needs their mom. And especially, I would honestly say Britney Spears needs her mom quite a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the rumors of relationship issues, which she said, she clarified that weren't there. But just a lot of things that, you know, it's good to have the mom to go to get those questions.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe Lynn, maybe Jamie spun a whole different story. And showed, you know, who knows? I mean,
we don't know the inner workings of their
what the story. But remember, Britney's mom and dad haven't been married for a long time.
Yeah.
So, you know, Lynn is not responsible for what her husband did, ex-husband did.
And it sounds like, honestly, I'm sure Britney just felt good to be able to say, hey, you did this. You know what I mean? Like, confront her. And hopefully that's what happened. And it will continue happening. I'm sure it's not going to be simple as, we are good now.
Right.
But it just shows you, man, she is a very juvenile woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, yeah, good news for the family, for Britney, at least right now, moving forward. But let's go over to some news surrounding Hugh Grant and a lawsuit that he is alleging the son was snooping around illegally.
Yeah, and Harry have the same
exactly.
Case.
So this is a London court on Friday rejected the attempt by the publisher of the Sun tabloid to throw out a lawsuit by actor Hugh Grant, alleging that the journalist and investigators it hired illegally to snoop on him. So now the justice said that the trial will have to determine whether Rupert Murdoch's news group and newspapers carried out unlawful information gathering that included taping of Grant's home phone, bugging his car, and breaking into his home.
It is true. They did all that. They have the evidence. Yeah. Harry wrote about this in Spare. Mm-hmm. It was the modus operandi, as they say, the MO of the tabloids. This is what infuriated Harry so much about why the royals, William and Charles, grandma's too frail, but like, why do we keep working with these a-holes?
It's just so
illegal.
They
treat us terribly. They tap our phones. Yeah. They follow us. They make up stories. And you guys still want to do tit for tat stories? Like, why are we messing with these dirty rats?
I mean, and then on top of it, you really think about the origins of Diana's death.
Yeah.
And of course.
Hugh Grant, you know, he was part of the lawsuit when Rupert Murdoch had to fold News of the World.
Oh.
Because they had to pay so much money to different celebrities for tapping their phone and hiring private investigators to steal their trash. Jeez. And the settlement was so much that Rupert, I want to say this was like 12 years ago, folded News of the World. I mean, Fox News just paid how much to Dominion? Almost, yeah. You know, whatever.
700 million or something like that.
Harry in Spare writes, Rupert Murdoch is the most evil person on the planet for what he's done to the world.
Can you imagine a world where somebody goes through your trash that you would have to
thinking the same thing.
Lock up your trash like with bolts and keys? I mean, your trash.
Yeah. And for you, you know, I mean, so I'm glad that they're,
me too.
They're getting, because they have evidence.
Yeah.
I love that. During a hearing last month, the news group argued that claims of unlawful information gathered.
It was too long ago.
Yeah, it was too long ago.
Well, that was so long ago.
Six years ago.
Hey,
forget
so
about
last,
it.
You know,
listen, I was a different person back then.
We don't do that anymore. They put up their hands and put their fingers crossed behind their back.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I swear. Yeah. Okay, we promise. We were in like a really bad place when we did that.
Yeah. Interesting. But let's go over to Kanye West here. He has been out and about running around town with quite the fashion attire. Did you guys get to see these pictures?
Thank you for posting them.
Yeah, they are posted. He's got some shoulder pads, puffy shoulder pads under a...
He's got Tom Brady shoulder pads under his
football pads. He's got some capri sweatpants followed up by what look like medical blue socks that he is now calling shoes.
Yeah, go, Kanye, go.
Kanye.
Oh, my.
Kanye.
Go look at these photos.
And why does she have a t-shirt wrapped around her face like a baklava or whatever?
I was wondering, I don't
Balaclava.
Know. Maybe trying to not look recognizable, but at the same time, with what he's wearing, he stands out as plain as day.
It looks like...
That is the goofiest thing.
It looks like something, like a video game random character
Mortal
from
Kombat.
Like 2000.
Mortal Kombat.
Yes. Absolutely.
Like, Mortal Kombat right down to the sock shoes.
That's right.
So he can nimbly jump from, you know,
it's like
thing
the karate.
Thing.
Yeah, he's got the karate look
it's
going.
It's the wild, the shoulder pads are wild.
Oh, man.
They really are. They're like full on.
There's a story that came out in like Business Insider that the executives at Nike tried to warn Adidas about working with Kanye.
Oh.
To them working together.
Yeah, well,
is she not wearing shoes either?
She's also wearing the rubber sock. They look
the
like scuba slippers.
Yeah, yep. they're what, like exactly what Grant said. They look like what you get in the hospital. I remember getting a pair when I had to go.
They got some grip on the bottom with a little bit of a padding sole. But interesting look. You can check it on the Lori and Julia show page. And we'll wrap this one up here with the last little bit of time. We have Leonardo DiCaprio. He brought his mom to Cannes charity auction where his portrait sold for $1.3 million. This was on Thursday night at the Amphar
Gala.
The funniest part was he went in the back door and it was a black tie event and he wore a baseball cap to be inconspicuous. You're at a black tie event and you're the only guy in
and he probably had a mask on, but he was waiting, you know, what's his name? Toby was holding the fort down the yacht with all the models.
With all the 25-year-olds.
With all the 25-year-olds.
24, excuse me.
He didn't get away with it, Leo.
No,
not this time.
His mom just must be in heaven going to all these. She's gone to the Oscar. I mean, she is his date.
Yeah, I love that.
What a good son.
Yeah.
Not taking the 23-year-old, taking your mom.
Hey, everybody. It's Lori here for First Equity Mortgage. David and the team. I think I'm going to share a couple of Friday testimonials with you. This is from Dave. very professional and courteous throughout. It was so easy to work with them, and they were extremely knowledgeable. I would highly recommend recommending their services in the future. They came up with some solutions, and I thought it was an obstacle I wouldn't be able to get around in owning a home. So that is what First Equity does. They really are great. And if they can help you, they'll tell you that too. But or if they say, no, this isn't the right time to refinance, or, okay, yeah, you've got enough equity, let's try and pay off your credit card debt at 24% interest, which you're paying $200 a month. You're never going to pay it off. So let's try and see what we can do, because that is such a relief to get that off of your shoulders and then just have it be as a part of your payment. Again, my talk keyword, David. The weekend.
For the weekend.
What do you got there, Missy? There.
Okay, so.
Let's start with Brittany.
Absolutely.
Always, because I
guess first.
Am very scared yes. You guys are going to steal mine.
Okay.
Because mine are usually pretty low-hanging fruit. First off, Little Mermaid. I really want to go see that this weekend. Mm-hmm. Are you going to see it this weekend?
Yeah, I will.
Are you going to give us a review?
I will. I'll have it for Tuesday for sure.
Will you go with, like, anyone? Or
Lily might try to. We'll try to sneak
mom?
It. No, probably no. Lily, actually. Okay. Before she works all weekend nights, but we're going to sneak it in during the day. This is she's been waiting. She's a, you know, Colombian girl.
Yes.
And
this is exciting.
This is, you know, being able to watch a girl of
looks like her.
Right. She is so excited for this, as am I. So we're going to go see this.
Yeah. And based on the reviews,
it's supposed to be fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a nostalgia mix with there's actually new songs in there.
Yes.
So I think you're going to have a blast. Yeah. I hope I can watch it this weekend, but probably not. But if I want to, I'll be listening for your review.
Thank you. Yeah.
All
we'll
right,
have it Tuesday.
Little Mermaid. That's a little, good idea.
Murder on the Orient Express is at Guthrie's. It has great reviews.
Yes.
People are saying it's awesome. It really built. I love this story. Mm-hmm. I never read the book, but I've seen the play and the movie a couple times, and it's so fun. It's one of those ones you could actually bring a kid because it's not too gory and it's elaborate.
Yes.
It's such a good one.
Yeah, it is.
So that would be, and then of course, you and I went to this. We have to check up the prom. It's almost gone. And mm-hmm. I think you have to take your kiddos to the prom, especially school's ending. You have more nights to do it because I know it can get a bit late.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. And it is like you take a step in the past. Plus, you can wear fun outfits and little tiaras and just have a blast at the prom.
And the performer, everyone who's in it, they're so good.
Yep.
Like the girl who sings, the high school girl. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she's like the Amy Adams of the Chan Hassan, you know, Amy Adams, like 20 years ago, was at the Chan.
You don't get to
know that.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And you don't get to sit that close to that talented of people.
No, I know.
It's like going to the Saints where you go, oh my God, I get to sit this close to them.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Hands down. And then another show I heard was really fun was FUBAR on Netflix. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I guess he really makes fun of himself. So that might be something I watch this weekend.
Okay.
So,
those are
my picks.
All right. Let's see. I'll go with some music. So tonight, if you're up for being outside under the canopy at the Hook and Ladder, it's Summer Breeze Yacht Rock.
Yes.
Happening. Music starts at 7. Lamont Cranston is over at Crooners.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. They're always great. Starting tonight and going through Saturday and Sunday and then picking up at Palmer's Bar Saturday, Sunday, Monday is a festival called Caterwaul. And so there's going to be like 50 different bands outside of the patio at Palmer's, over at Mortimer's, you know, which is in Northeast. But I would call it, you're going to hear everything from experimental, punk, thrash, metal. You're just going to hear all kinds of bands for the ticket price. So if you're just it's going to be a beautiful weekend. You like to just be outside listening to a bunch of different music and seeing what you like. Caterwaul is happening.
That's awesome.
I know.
Gave some good ones.
Well, sometimes my mom would always say, you girls stop caterwauling in there. Well, like when we'd be fighting, you know, over something.
That's
the three
fun.
Of
I've
us
never
could
heard
really,
that term.
It's
never
a din. You're making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Caterwauling. And so my mom always used to say, quit your caterwauling.
That's so
we
good.
Never knew what the hell she was talking
no.
about. But like, here's a band that I would want to see just because I love their name, Tongue Party.
I would love to go to Tongue Party.
Yeah, I know. There's a Detroit band called Child Bite.
Okay.
Plain. Anyway.
I unfortunately get that.
Right. And then Dr. Mambo's Combo, which they usually, they've been a Sunday night staple at Bunkers for years and years. On a holiday weekend, they won't do a Sunday night. So Dr. Mambo's Combo is playing Saturday night.
Oh, cool. Fun.
At Bunkers. So if you're downtown, maybe you're at a Twins game and you're looking for some Dr. Mambo Combo is going to be at Bunkers. And then, on Sunday, I thought this would be kind of fun. There's a, do you know where the Hewing Hotel is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they do a series of Sunday nights, maybe starting this weekend, rooftop concert.
Oh,
fun. So if you're kind of looking for like a date.
That's cool.
You know, kind of.
And why is being on a rooftop so awesome? I love it.
I don't know. You get the sunset. It feels sophisticated. It feels like New York City.
You go to 7 Rooftop all the time back in the day. That was a great little. That always made me feel like I was classy.
Classy. There's something about it. So that's happening at Hewing. And then also, First Avenue begins their weekend closures. They're trying to get people downtown to Minneapolis. So the street, what they're closing is, and this is going to be every weekend until the weekend before Halloween.
They're closing streets?
First Avenue, just in front of it, right?
Just 5th to 6th Street.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I've been to a bunch of Prince events there that they close down the streets there, and it's so fun.
Yeah. So it's going to be from 9 a.m. Friday until 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday.
That's awesome.
Just to add space. And they're going to have, you know, there's going to be, of course, extra police presence. They'll have that, but there's all these restaurants and bars. There might be food trucks.
Oh.
Who knows? So anyway, I think it's their attempt at, you know, let's get some people downtown. And it's just one, you know, 56.
One time. Yeah. You can figure that one out.
So anyway, that's just heads up.
A lot of people are doing that. Like the Twins now, not tonight in particular, but they're doing some Friday happy hour games where they start them at 5 o'clock, get you downtown earlier, have some fun, go out, enjoy, get some food, then go to the Twins game.
Yeah.
The Twins are also a part of that. Not tonight. Tonight it's a 7:10 home game against Toronto. Okay. So you could check them out. And then tomorrow 1:10 and Sunday 1:10. But the fun thing for, there's two things I wanted to bring to attention here. The Saints are doing a lot of fun stuff at CHSB. So they've got tonight at 7:07, they're playing Oklahoma, but they've got what's called Earth, Wind, and Friday Night Fireworks.
Oh, fun.
So they're going to be little fireworks after the game tonight.
That's,
and then
so
tomorrow
fun.
Is called Searching for My Last Shaker of Salt in Margaritaville. So I'm guessing it's going to be a Margaritaville theme type
Parrot
game.
Heads.
Yeah. Parrot heads will be everywhere.
Yeah, Jimmy
and then
Buffett music.
Yep. And then on Sunday, it's called Memorial Day Celebration with a post game. It's a Monster Food Truck Rally, so there's food trucks everywhere.
Whoa.
And then Super Spireworks. So Spire Credit Union is going to be putting on their own version of fireworks after the game on Sunday. That's a 5 o'clock game on Sunday. So great down at CHS Field, all kinds of things happening. But also, kickoff to summer at the state fair is going on right now. It's a mini state fair.
Yes, that's right.
And so you can go down there, and tickets are only $12.50 online, $15.50 at the gate. But it's tonight from 4 to 9 p.m., Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Now, they don't have the whole fairgrounds open.
Is it like the middle?
It's like the middle section. French fry stand. You can get all the classics, essentially, except for corn because of the season. But Big Slide will be open. They're also going to have some of the new foods there. They're going to have this called a chimborazo. I don't know what that is.
Are some of the rides open, or that's just like a permanent thing, like what the big...
They're not going to have the big midway, but they'll have a smaller ride section for kids. They also have pickleball. They'll have, there's a mini golf thing set up, the giant slide. And they're going to have this sounds so good.
What's Chimborazo? Get back to that.
We don't know. We don't know what it is.
But Richie's Cheese Curd Tacos.
Oh.
I would destroy those right now. Yeah.
So all the regulars, the fries, most of the regular stuff that you can get, Big Fat Bacon, that's all going to be there. But then there's like a lot of the new stuff they're also going to have for the, it's just kind of a way, if you're a big fair guy like myself, I'm going to make two appearances down there.
You just wander around. Go to the beer garden, people watch.
That's pretty fun.
Ballpark or Carib, like you said, get a beer, support the good old bars down there. So yeah, that's really all I got. A little sidestep from sports. So
all right, very good. All right, listen. Would Please, everyone, rest easy. We're not going to sing any song by Tina Turner.
We would never do that to her.
We cannot do that to anyone's ears. We will sing another iconic person song who's with us still, and it's sung at the Fenway.
Yes, Fenway Park.
Then at the seventh inning stretch.
Yes.
So that's going to be our song. Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressor of Tressor Law. We have been working with you for years, but we've never really talked about prenups. Give us the lowdown.
Well, a prenup in the state of Minnesota is also called an antenuptial. So if you hear that, they're talking about the same thing as a prenup. I encourage a lot of people to consider getting them, whether you have a ton of assets or little assets. It makes everything much more streamlined. You know what you're entering into. You've got your agreements in place if you get divorced in the future. They also address what you will do with your assets in the event of death. So it really helps for estate planning, and it really just helps for the future to avoid disputes.
I love that. Okay, so, but what about a postnup?
Postnuptial agreements are simply agreements that people who are already legally married enter into that, again, will also address what would happen to their assets in the event of divorce or in the event of death. So, again, these really can help streamline the process in the future.
Great information. And for your free one-hour divorce consultation, go to TressorLaw.com or use my talk, keyword divorce.
Thanks for hanging out with us. I hope we've kept a good company while you're driving west on 494 thinking, wow, it's never taken me 4.5 hours to get to Brainerd before.
It was wild even getting here today.
It was.
Well, yeah.
You were in the peak time. You were left. When did you leave your house? What, 1?
It was like 1:40.
1:40. So like most of the people that didn't get to leave last night were leaving between like 10 and 2 to try to beat, because right now, to be honest with
there's
you,
nothing.
There's not much
I
going on out on the road. Like,
there's no red. Skedaddled.
There is zero red on the map in the entire metro area, just a little bit on 94 from Rogers up to Albertville.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And it's always like that there.
That's always. Yeah.
I have such anxiety about being late. Like, the anxiety I have is real. And I ended up being, what, here 20 minutes early before the show, but normally I'm here
plenty
about an
of
hour.
Time. Plenty of time.
Yeah. But normally here, I like to be here at least an hour before just in case something weird happens.
Yeah.
So to tell you how much anxiety I had driving here, I was like, I'm going to miss the show. I'm going to miss the show.
Oh, my goodness.
And of course, I still had like a good buffer, but oh.
Yeah. Well, you know, in season 4, or maybe it was season 2 of Lori and Julia's show.
Yeah.
Casey got in an accident, and he was at Regents Hospital, a motorcycle accident. And he was at Regions for, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 weeks. And I would leave Regions. I would get in the parking ramp at 2:45 and I would get here at 3:05.
Oh, wow.
Just in time to be on the show.
That is so, did you feel anxious about it at all?
I know, I knew Julia and Donnie would be here and I knew it would
It'd
take
be fine.
Me. Like 14 minutes, door to door. And I was just trying to,
maximize your time.
Yeah. And like be there when the doctor came by so you could have 2 pairs of ears.
Yeah.
You know,
which is so important when you're getting those diagnoses.
Critical. If there's like serious stuff going on, you need 2 ears.
You really do.
4 ears.
I'll say as a man, not even critical. I give everything when I get back from the doctors right to Lily. And I'm like, hey, I don't remember half of what they told me. You need to keep me in line here. It's sad to say that, but I appreciate her.
No.
For that.
It's so important. And like when we take GoGo anywhere or, the doctor, whatever.
Do you both go if you can?
I absolutely try to make an appointment where he can come too because it's so much information.
Yeah. I approve of this. It's very good.
Yeah.
I don't know. Julia isn't here, so she didn't print like what's on TV tonight. But the one thing I know that I DVR'd that's on HBO or Max, whichever one you have, Being Mary Tyler Moore. Oh. Neil Justin had a great interview with the guy that is one of the producers of it, and sounds like we really get to know Mary Tyler Moore like in an unvarnished way that's very lovely.
That sounds awesome. And then also on Max, I hate the name.
I hate that name.
Go
I
HBO.
Hate
go
it.
HBO.
On HBO.
Yeah.
Last episode of Succession
is Sunday night. They didn't even no trailers came out.
I
mean, they didn't release
teasers,
anything.
No teasers. Yeah. Or no.
I'm not going to see it until Monday. So
I won't watch. I mean, we're still one episode behind.
Oh, you are.
Yeah,
oh,
we still have to watch
the penultimate.
Yeah,
there's actually a lot of TV on tonight. Not only. So here, I've got this thing brought up here quick, and I'll just go through a couple of them. Series finale of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
That's right.
And tonight, it's on Friday night, available on Amazon. Uh-huh. We've also got the first season finale of Citadel.
Oh, is it tonight?
It's tonight already, yeah. And then you said Being Mary Tyler Moore. We've got the final episode of the second season of Yellow Jackets comes out on this Sunday. So we're going to get the final episode. That's already, second season is already done as a Sunday.
They only have eight.
Oh, that's
why
I've been
wild.
Yeah. And then the series finale of Barry is on Sunday night on HBO, in addition to Succession on HBO, the series finale.
Are you guys watching the other two?
Which ones?
The show is called The Other Two.
No.
Especially yeah. Lori, have to watch the
what's
other
it,
two.
What's it on?
It's on
HBO
Max. It's these, the concept is that this kiddo kind of hits a big famous like Justin Bieber type. And then he has two siblings who are also in the business and they're trying to make it. It's hilarious.
97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, it's Case Walker is the young man that I think that you're talking about, mm-hmm. who he's playing. Molly Shannon's in it.
Yeah. Oh, I love her.
Okay. Honestly, it's so pop culture. And Grant, you'll like it too. You'll get a huge kick out of it. But Lori, there's parts where they, the one brother who's like a complete misfit, he is like, I just got to become the bartender on Watch What Happens Live. And so like, he was like figuring out ways to do that. It's just so good.
All right. And it's first season.
I think we're in the third, but it's doing new episodes right now.
Yes. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. The other two.
And I knew this because I remember when Molly Shannon originally promoted this show and we meant to watch it.
It's so funny. You're going to get such a kick out of it. You have to watch at least one episode. You're going to go, yep, I'm addicted.
Okay.
And it's like, I don't think they're long. I think they're very much so. It's just kind of different than anything you're watching right now.
I think we have to sing.
That's right. It's about that
Brittany,
time.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you guys for having
us. Please, people.
I can't believe I get to come in here.
Oh, God.
That's all we got time for.
Bye, guys. Love you.
Thank you, Brittany.
Job done. Off you go.